There was also a paper reported with ZD6474 in small cell. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so this was a randomized phase 2 study conducted by the NCI Canada. And this included both patients with limited stage as well as extensive stage small cell lung cancer. Those with limited stage disease received chemo radiation. Those with extensive stage received chemo alone. And after their initial treatment, patients with non-progressive disease were randomized to receive either placebo or ZD6474. So the drug was not given concurrently with any therapy, but rather given in consolidation. And unfortunately, the trial did not meet its primary endpoint. So it does not appear that giving this drug after chemo radiation or after chemo will have a role in small cell. The question is, would combining it with chemotherapy or chemo radiation have made an effect? We think that one of the primary effects of bevacizumab is to actually enhance chemotherapy delivery to tumors. This results in higher response rates, and so maybe that's the proper way of giving it. I seriously doubt that it's the EGFR component of the drug which will be effective in small cell. We actually had reported out at ASCO a couple years ago the only trial of gefitinib in small cell in which it's a completely inactive drug. So the hope is that it's the VEGF component of ZD6474 which may have a role in small cell.